Okay. I'm gonna just talk, and I feel like talking is gonna help a little bit. It's weird because before I hit record, I was like, I'm gonna do this thing and it's gonna be great. And then I hit record, and then I was like, why am I even doing this? Talking about things is really hard. But I'm gonna stick it through. I'm gonna do this. Long time no see. Things have been crazy. And I'm sorry if my voice feels weird, or sounds weird. Feels weird for me. I don't feel like myself anymore. My voice specifically. I got COVID a little bit ago, last month. Last month was a crazy month for me. I went to Disney World with some friends, which was really cool. We went for like a really quick weekend. We had a ton of fun, which was really nice. I got COVID like right after, literally 2 days we had been home, and I got COVID. And it sucked. I made a little Twitter post, and in that Twitter post, it was like a voice thing, in that I had talked about stalkers and why you shouldn't call even an obsessive stalker yandere. And at the beginning of that post, I'm like, I'm sorry if I sound weird. My voice doesn't sound great or feel great right now. It was because I had COVID and I didn't know. And that day, later that day, I tested, and I tested positive, so that was cool. Ever since then, my, like, breath has been really, like, not easy, which is weird, for me, because I've been working out a lot, and I was feeling really healthy before this, and now I feel not healthy, and that's annoying. I don't like this. I don't like not feeling strong, I guess. Especially with breath. I've been working out again, and I've been going back to the gym since I've healed. And I did the Stairmaster for like 5 minutes. Like just 5 minutes. And I almost died. It was pretty crazy. More things happened last month than just that. Immediately after healing from COVID, my lease ended with my apartment and I had to move out. And it involved a trip to go move out, and that was crazy. took like a week. It was really nice though to get all my things and clean out the place, and I donated a lot of the stuff that I had there to a couple who didn't really have anything. So that felt good. It felt good knowing that my stuff was going to help someone where maybe it wouldn't help me anymore. Wow, talkings. I'm doing this. So the reason, she says 3 minutes in, why I'm doing this is because I don't like communicating. I don't like telling people where I am, especially my audience, and that's not fair to them, because you guys care about me. I get messages on how I am, and honestly, most of the time when I'm getting messages, I'm in, like, kind of a not great space. It feels like every week there's kind of a new thing. Like, things are good for, like, a day or two, or they feel good. Really good for like a minute, and then something new happens, and then it's just a whole new thing. And I don't like telling people about it because I don't want you or anyone to like pity me, I guess, which results in bad communication because I don't want the pity. I don't know why. I never could stand it. One time, here's a good example on how I'm fucked up. I was out to dinner with my family. I was about 8 years old. And my grandma She was a larger lady. She fell. And when she fell hard and she broke her hip. And it happened right in front of me. And my uncle, who that woman was not his mother, my uncle from the other side of my family, was there. And I was like upset. I was like standing there and crying. And I was trying to hide my tears because that's how I was taught. And he tried to hug me and I punched him in the throat. And that's a true story. So I am not comfortable really with pity. And in a way, I'm also not really comfortable with sympathy. And I'm trying to get better with that. Because sometimes it feels like people sympathizing with me feels like they're pitying me. And it's uncomfortable because I don't want people acknowledging that I'm in a bad spot, I guess. So that's why I don't communicate with you guys as much when things are happening that cause me not to upload or cause me not to stream or cause delays. Because I really... and it's like, how... But like, how are people going to react to it anyways, you know? Like, it's like, I guess it's something that I'm just going to have to learn how to do and get used to and exposed to because I don't think it's healthy and I don't want my kids to be like that, like me, because I don't think it's healthy for them. But this was how I was raised and this is how I'm comfortable, I guess. So I'm going to have to get used to that. But that's why I'm doing this anyway, is to try to communicate better and talk about things more. And maybe, I don't know, you guys will find some common ground with me on some things, which, I don't know, could be pretty cool. I like you guys, and I like getting to know you guys. I'm gonna keep talking for a little bit, so, about unrelated things. I think maybe I'm gonna be doing these, like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how frequent these are gonna be. I thought that maybe they would be nice. I've had people ask about me doing this, these types of things before, and my first reaction was like, no. I don't like people knowing me in a sense. And I think that's just because I'm afraid of people knowing me. So I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing. We're talking about life. My voice has been a little bit weird lately. I think because of the whole COVID thing, I don't feel quite like myself. I'm trying. I really am. To just be more normal. It feels weird and I'm self-conscious about it and I'm nervous about like people hearing me and I'm especially nervous about my audience who know my voice hearing me and being like, oh, you sound like shit now. I feel like I'd be letting you guys down in a way and it would definitely make me sad because I don't want to do that. And I'm sorry if you can hear something in the background. My neighbors are loud. So I'm honestly even nervous just to post this because my voice doesn't feel right. So that's the thing. I've gotten into a new game. It's not new to like the market, but it's new to me. It's called Valorant. And I've been having a lot of fun with it. I've been playing with a couple of friends, which has been really nice. And they've been teaching me, and I have been sucking royally. But, I mean, that's to be expected. I'm not really good at games. The only thing I'm kind of good at is Dead by Daylight, and even then I kind of mostly suck. But... it's really nice, like, learning things and having fun and joking with people. It's nice. Halloween, right? It's October now. So, last October, if you guys remember, if you have been in the community for this long, can't believe it's already been a year. I had a surgery last October. It was October 29th. I went into the hospital with some abdominal pain. And I'd been having this abdominal pain like on and off for, I want to say like a month and a half. And it was excruciating. Pain is an understatement. It was the worst pain I had ever experienced and hopefully ever will experience. It would come like twice a week, three times a week, and it would last 8 hours of just constant and waves of pain. And it would only happen at night, which was so much fun. And I would just be in excruciating pain the entire night, and I wouldn't be able to sleep, and I would lose entire nights of sleep like that. And it was terrible. So finally, on the 29th, I had scheduled a gastro intestinal appointment for, I think, the next month. They said that the earliest they could get me in was December, but then they made it for, I think it was November? Yeah, like November 11th. But I couldn't wait those 10 days. It was October 29th, and I was 4 hours into an attack. And it had gotten so bad that I was like, I'm tapping out. I can't do this anymore. And I went to the hospital and they were like, oh, it's your gallbladder. And they took it out. And because of that, I had missed Halloween. And what you guys might not know about me is I have a best friend. And her favorite thing in the world is Halloween. Me and her, we bonded over horror movies. That was like our thing, right? Because honestly, when we had met, we didn't have a lot in common. But we made it a point to try to be friends with each other and find common ground, because I knew I already liked her and I did like her, but we just didn't have common ground. And that one common ground we had was we both like scary things, like creepypastas, horror movies. So we would meet up every single Friday. Before COVID, we met up every single Friday at her house, and we would watch horror movies and get pizza and drink soda, and it was the best time of my life. And of course, we spent every Halloween together. And I couldn't see her last Halloween, and I felt terrible because of it. I felt guilty that I couldn't have just waited out the pain a little bit longer, that I should have thought it through. I honestly, when I went to the hospital, I didn't think it was a surgery thing. I thought that they were just going to give me some pain meds and I could go home. I didn't know it was a surgery thing, because if I had known that I needed surgery, I would have waited so that I could have spent Halloween with her. And I didn't know. So I got the surgery and I missed Halloween with her. And some of you guys might know this. It's supposed to be a series. There's going to be more videos for it, but the video, Yandere Best Friend Won't Let You Leave, right? It's a vent video kind of about her, because I think it was April, May that year that she told me that she was moving. And it was something that had come up before. Like, frequently it had come up. And she would say, my mom's thinking about moving. And she lives with her mom. And nothing would come of it. Nothing would come of it. It would come up. Like, every year, we've been friends for years now. Years of every single Friday, horror movies and pizza. Years. And every year, nothing would come of it. But this year was different. And her mom meant it. And they left. They moved, and they don't live in my state anymore. They live a couple of states away. And Halloween's coming up. Just, I'm gonna go see her. I know I'm gonna go see her for Halloween because I have to. But it just sucks because the last Halloween that we could have spent together the way how we always did, I missed because I couldn't hack the paint. Which, I want to say the word sucks. But the word I'm thinking is it's just so shameful. Yeah. So, some of my videos are based on things that actually happen. There are a couple of series like that. That's one of them. And I'm sure you guys can tell I'm a little bit emotional about it. But on the bright side, it does bring a little extra realism to it. Because honestly, when she told me she was moving, my first thought was, no, you're not leaving me. And the second thought was, I'll go wherever you go. But that's just not possible. I'm learning to be more okay with people not being in my life forever. Which is hard, right? Because you want everyone to be a forever person. I have people that I've known just for a short year that I don't want to ever imagine not being in my life, you know? I think that those friendships are special. Even the ones that end are just special because nothing lasts forever, right? Flowers are seasonal. They're like a flower. And you just gotta learn to be okay with that. Not that mine and hers friendship is ending. It's not. I'm still gonna go and see her. I already know that. I know that she's a forever person in my life, and her specifically is a person that you have to choose to be a forever person. Some people can be forever if you choose it. I've decided that she will be in my life forever, whether or not she likes it. Sucks, honey. You're with me forever. So I'm still going to visit her with some frequency. Definitely at least for every Halloween. I'm only a phone call away from her. And I love her. And that's what that's going to be. I'm sorry if I sound all over the place. This is the first time that I'm kind of letting you guys into my brain. And my brain isn't always like the most pretty place. I know that on stream, I come off a little bit more positive. I am a positive person, at least I like to think that I am. When I'm alone, though, and it's just the microphone, it's a little bit different. There are things that I'm sad about. There are things that are hard. My life is frustrating at times. And honestly, it feels like a new thing every single week. Every week it's a new thing. But that's kind of the beauty of life, right? There's always a bright side to everything. The bright side of there being a new shitty thing every week is that there's some variety, right? I mean, wouldn't you hate it if it was the same shitty thing every single week? At least I get a new shitty thing every week. So there's always a bright side. At least that's what my mom taught me. Anyway, I've been ranting for far too long. I don't know how frequently these are going to be, but I hope you enjoyed listening to me babble and rant about stupid shit that nobody should really care about. But, I mean, I care about. Hopefully, the next one of these will be a little bit more positive. I'm trying to get back into my garden, so I will let you guys know how that goes. And, I don't know, maybe I can even post some photos of it. If it looks good enough, that is. I have a couple lemon trees. Those are really cute. Anyway, I will see you guys later, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, night, afternoon.